Blog Talk Radio. always had, and I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host, I'm your friend. We in the house. Happy, happy Wednesday to all our listeners that's listening near and far. Hopefully you're having an amazing morning commute to your job, to your friend house. If you got a girlfriend or, you know, boyfriend, whatever you got going on, that's your business. But I tell you, we want to say, again, we got an amazing show lined up for you. I'm excited, man, that you taking us on y'all morning commute as you ride and hang out with us right here on the Greg Shell Show. We really excited, man. I know a whole lot going on in the world, but thank God that you are still in the world. That means you got an opportunity to do something different, something right, and don't let it be predicated on what somebody think or say or do. Do it because it's something you want to do, because when you get in that casket, who getting in there with you? Nobody but you. You can put three or four more others in the casket with you, but you still going to your own separate destination. And y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Our show is a show about showcasing and highlighting and uplifting and encouraging your spirit. Your spirit, man, making sure that you can live and breathe with some spiritual oxygen. So let your heart beat and stop letting it beat predicated on what somebody else thinks. I'm telling you, I'm excited this morning. I'm excited just to be alive. I could have been in a cold grave, but God saw fit for me to be here. And here hanging out with my wife, she drinking some hot tea so we can do what we're going to do. You know, tea make you pee. Go to the bathroom and all that stuff like that. Say what's happening to the world, baby. Got the cat over there. His name's Caesar. He a tuxedo cat. He laid back in the window, hanging out like clothes on the line. I'm telling you, y'all in first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Now, before we get started, I got to go ahead and bring on my co-host. She in the house all the way out of Texas. She don't like to say Houston. I guess Houston ain't there no more. She done moved on up like the Jefferson. Here it is, none other than DJ Pratt. What's happening, DJ Pratt?
I'm gonna dangle some chitlins in front of you. You gonna ride in?
You gonna dangle what?
Some chitlins in front of you.
You gonna dangle some chitterlings in front of me?
No, some chitlins.
Oh. Wait a minute. Somebody riding this morning and you done told them about some chitlins. Some people say, I'll eat them things. Them things stinking. And I say, all that you don't eat, pass them over to me if you know how to properly cook them and clean them.
You know, some people say that in the Bible, you are not supposed to eat pork because God cast the demons into the pork. And it is unclean. On the other hand, other people say that God said anything you bless is good. So that's always been a scratch in my head.
So watch this. Let's do this one. Whatever you eat, God said give thanks for it. And all them other milks and bips and dips and all that stuff, eat your food because you ain't got nothing but some chitlins to eat. What you going to eat? Chitlins? Chitterlings. If you don't eat it, we're not persuading you to eat it, but I'm just saying we knew God cast demons into the swine, but they ain't got nothing to do with your stomach being hungry. You got to eat. So with that being said, we got an amazing show lined up for you again. You guys, we're excited about the brand new movie Phenomenon that's coming to a theater, to a city near you real soon. In the Pastor's Study. Yep, you heard it right. In the Pastor's Study, the movie, the TV show, the book, and also the TV series that's going to be debuting in 2024. So you definitely want to go ahead and become a proud advertiser or a sponsor of this amazing new movie situation that's going to be taking place. Yo, we got some amazing guests on the line. DJ Pro, we got some guests on the line. I think I got some fish on the line. We fishermen and men. And y'all that's riding this morning, hopefully you're staying safe out there. It's a beautiful day here in Orlando, Florida. We got beautiful skies and the trees, the birds are chirping. And it's when it's cold outside, who are you holding? I'm going to hold myself right now because my wife won't hold me. So she over there holding her cup of tea. So anyway, in the house, we in the house. So who we got on the line today? We got some fish on the line. Go ahead and see what fish we got on the line, DJ Prep.
Caller from the
404,
you have the floor.
Caller from the 404, who do we got? 404, I say the 404. Who do we got on the line on this beautiful Wednesday?
They probably still on mute.
Oh. Well,
Their phone may be on mute.
Their phone may be on the floor. Okay. Everybody on the floor. Okay. All right. So, do you have another fish on the line right now?
Yeah, the caller from the 404.
That's the only fish we got on the line.
That's the only fish on the line at this time.
That's the only fish on the line. Call from the 404. You know, if you don't open the door, you can't get in. I'm knocking.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Anybody there?
It's you we're looking for.
Well, I was here all alone. Y'all said y'all had another guest on the line, and then I was like, well, we got some guests on the line. So when you got to the point to my, well, we ain't got but one guest with the 404, I said, when I heard 404, I said, somebody calling from Georgia. Boy, that's all right. The show spread. But let me get y'all two straight now.
Wait a minute. What's your name? Tell
them
your name.
What's my name?
What's your name so you don't get blamed in the fame?
My name, Lil Yoda. Leave me alone. Lil Yoda. My name is Lil Yoda.
Lil Yoda.
You know?
Hey, Lil Yoda. What planet
hey,
you came
from? But guess what? That's me talking,
what's that?
Y'all. This is Wayne Cunningham of Yoda World Records. Greg Shell's manager. I thought I would have several other artists. But when y'all said guest, and wasn't nobody on the line, I looked at my phone. I said, do they know? Now, I kind of got hot. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all got to forgive me.
Oh.
I'm the guest that you were talking about. I am not a guest.
Oh.
I'm welcome.
You right now a co-star. You a co-host of the show.
Yeah, but where this guest at? Y'all call me a guest.
We don't have your name beside your number.
I'll say y'all.
Hello, you're right. But you know I'm here. You know I'm right here, right beside you. Both of you. We walking
threefold cord is uneasily broken.
So guess what? I'm here because it's stronger when I'm here. I'm on a team. Stop calling me a guest. A guest.
All right. I ain't mad with you, man. Go ahead. You can say what you want to say. You mad at my career. You the one who give me my check.
Yeah, but you don't act like it because you done forgot out on the line. You forgot. Y'all forgot. Even DJ. Come on, DJ.
I didn't forget. Just waiting to ask him, what do you call a co-host and a co-host, two co-hosts? So,
exactly. Now, well, now I'm really confused.
But, okay, I got it. Greg is the host.
What?
You're the co-host, and I'm the engineer. How about that?
And that's real. Greg, when you said co-host, I was like, she's a co-host? That's something new to me. I said, oh, well, don't know everything.
No, you're a co-host, too.
Yeah, you're
a co-host, too. You can have more than one co-host if you choose to.
Why is this? Y'all keep leaving me out of everything. Okay, Greg been down there training how to ride a horse. and I ain't even seen the horse. But I can't get up on
the
horse.
Oh, she got some bad horses, man.
Huh?
I said she got some bad horses, boy. She got some horses. She got them horses that. I ain't talking about them cheap horses. They eat way better than us. You know, she throw her dogs lobster tail.
What I'm saying is y'all been out on the trail. Get along, little doggy. Get along. Riding like John Wayne. Jesse James.
No, sir. Not
my Jesse James. We don't ride horses. That's the wrong one. But.
No, sir. We don't get on that trail.
How many horses you got? How many horses you got? How many horses is there?
We don't ride.
DJ, how many horses do you have?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, how many horses are...
We don't ride no horses down no trail. We don't do nothing that we bring to sale. Right now...
He asked you how many horses do you have?
Right now we have 7 horses on deck. 3 of them are race horses. And 1 on the way.
Put Greg on the race horse.
No.
You don't have to stay on that long.
No.
You don't make me cousin. You know, you don't cousin them but demons and dogs. I cousin demons
Greg, you're not going to be a disc jockey. You're going to be a jockey for real. That's why she's training you. Hey, man. Hey, watch it, Greg. She is training you to be ride one of them race horses, but you got to start first like training wheels. But now you done got scared and say, I ain't never getting back on now. Well, Greg, you already locked in, bro. You're the next rider. Now, all these horses, right, you got the 7 horses there and then 3 race horses. 3 race horses wasn't there. Now, y'all got 7 horses. You was on a horse, DJ Prayer. Greg was on a horse. And you got 5 horses left now. Was it 3 people, 3 party or 2 party or just 1 party? How many was in the group?
Well,
riding together. Don't try to guess the riddle. Hello?
So watch this. We you know, because accountability is everything with the Greg Shell Show. I know we had put some information out there yesterday in regards to Snoop Dogg hanging out with us today. Was that a reality, or did he have to reschedule?
Oh, he had to reschedule. He always he always contact us. We can't contact him. All his calls are seriously screened, and I'm talking about screened. And, well, I can't reach him. In fact, I didn't even get a chance to even invite him to the show, for real. But it was so much going on. We was on two shows at one time, one on Mila XO's show, which is called I want to get this right. I always get it wrong.
Psychedelic sessions. Let me do this. Hey, world out there is listening. I know it was information put in the atmosphere on yesterday in regards to the international recording artist Snoop Dogg being on our broadcast today. For whatever reason, he had to reschedule. So we wanted to just put that out in the atmosphere, and we'll get back to you at a later time on when that exclusive situation will take place here, right here on the Greg Shell Show. So with that being said, let's get back into our conversation. You were talking about some horses. Go ahead and tell me about them. You said something about some horses. If you don't speak that into existence, you speak it into existence, you ride a horse, I'm going to sit back and watch y'all ride them.
You going to watch me ride a horse?
Yeah, I watch you ride your horse.
Listen to me. The last time I rode a horse was in 1977. We was in Camp Windy Gap, North Carolina. Not a resort.
Camp Windy Gap? What?
Windy Gap.
Oh, it sounds like you said we was in Camp Windy Gap.
Windy Gap. And,
Windy Gap.
It was a retreat. It was a retreat for a week, right? Cabins,
yeah.
Mountain trails, horseback riding, mini bike riding, mini bikes, swimming pool. Man, it was beautiful. Went up. This is what happened, right? Now, on food, no horses. Excuse me. I almost said another word, the F word. So y'all, I ain't going to say it. I don't mess with no horses because that horse, when I was on, he had a mind of his own because he knew I didn't know how to control him to maintain, so he was just going to get buck wild on me. So we went up the trail, cooked breakfast in the morning over campfire. Then we were coming back down. I got on that horse and kicked him in the side. Boy, I look at him.
What'd you kick him in the side for? What that made him do?
Get him started. He ain't going to put him in drive. You know,
wait a minute, we got another fish on the line. I heard a fish on the line. He been banging on my hook. They've been banging on the hook. I think we got a fish on the line, DJ Pratt. Let's put a pin in it right there, my man. Just hold on one second. We got a fish on the line, DJ Pratt. What that fish is?
You have the 407 fish.
Well, that's Orlando. That's my city right there. Who do I have on the line? Hey, fish. What fish? We fishermen, men and women. Who we got on the line all the way from the 407? Hello?
Hello. This is Prophetess Paula Johnson. How are you guys doing?
Paula Johnson, DJ Pratt, we got to clap that up. Wait a minute, clap that thing right there up. This is my sister, this is my big sister. Here. She don't play. She'll come out and she'll all time somebody for me.
All time? I hope you do, because I'm going to get to kill him while he's tied up.
What's going on, my big sister Paula Johnson? Let me do this before before we bring her on the line exclusively. I want to just give a love shout out to my sister. She's been in the trenches with us through the years, and she's seen a whole bunch, and she ain't get involved with it. She just let it smooth over and let God be God. So I just want to publicly share with the world that this is my sister Paula Johnson, and she is an amazing, beautiful spirit. And she don't play. Now, I'm telling you, she look at you like one of the little teachers in the school. When you sit your butt down, little boy. But she do it with the sincerity of love, power, and what God has instilled in her. And she's been in the trenches with me for, you know, been some years now. And I just wanted to let her know to the world that I love her, I respect her, and she always can get whatever she get with Greg Shell right here on the Greg Shell Show. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show, Paula Johnson. What's happening?
Okay. Everything is great and great, Greg. You know, it's a privilege to be here with you all, and, you know, I am happy for what God is doing in your life and all
Amen.
The partners connected with you know, with your advancement and with your success. You know, I just want to thank God for you all. And, you know, I've been just sitting here just listening, and it's amazing. We're looking forward for next year to be a very profitable and successful year for Greg and all the members of his community, you know, and for God to do, you know, fantastic things with you all. In a mighty way. Thank you.
So watch this. First of all, those that's listening in, you got when you have a tree, you got the roots, then you got the branches, and then you got leaves. So let me break it down. You got some people in your life ain't never leaves. Every time the wind blows, they're going to blow off and you're going to rake them up. Then you got the branches in your life. They're going to hang on. Longer they hang on, then lightning strikes or something, or they rot out. And then you got that root. And this is what my sister is. She's a root. And a root means she pray for me. P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. Because you got people that P-R-E-Y, they pray as a roaring lion. But she actually prays for me and my household, and we pray for her. And we just want to let the world know that she has an amazing new TV show getting ready to come to our new TV network, TGS. TGS Networks, that's going to be debuting in January 2024. She's also going to be coming to East Coast, West Coast TV out in LA. Of course, we represent the East Coast. And tell them a little bit about your new TV broadcast, if you would, Paula.
Well, the new TV broadcast will be to, you know, to empower people, both young and old. You know, we will be interviewing people from all, you know, spheres of society to find out, you know, how they have come through their, you know, their journey in life, the battles that they have fought and how they have come through it, so that other people can learn from them, and also in such a way that it can also change other people who are listening, change their lives. You know, so we will be interviewing people, you know, people that have come out of prison, ministers, people are also in, you know, in technology, you know, in the media, and, you know, journalists, different sorts of people, writers, you know, sociologists, everything. And, you know, also what we will also be doing, you know, being that now, it's about information technology. We're also going to put that into it because IT is going to be coming in, you know, and it's going to be, you know, the focus. It's going to be like the new water. Technology is like the new water now, in which a lot of
That's
people
right.
has to know how to get into technology and use it in order to promote themselves. So we will do a bit of discussion on that and how people can use it and to expand their business, and how they can be, you know, be creative with it also, and the information that you can get back from it to use into your project, you know. So it will be exciting, you know, interviewing people and and, you know, finding out what they do and how it can be used to empower others into their field, whether it be in ministry, whether it be in, you know, other careers that you have out there, because ministry is not the only thing that we have out there, you know, so it will be used in that way. Thank you.
Well, I want to let the world know as well, they don't know that if y'all trying to get a check from the Greg Shell Show or Greg Shell Productions, she's our human resource director, so you got to get your check from her. And she gonna make sure you got all your hours and your time here. I'm so happy to have you on the show with us. DJ Brown, what do you think about my big sister, Paula Johnson?
Oh, she is.
DJ
Brown. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I just want to say she is the bomb, always been the bomb, and will continue to be the bomb. I love you, Paula, and I wanted to say hi back to you on WhatsApp. So I have to save your number. I didn't know who you were, but I know now.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to have to say this right here because I got a minute to let me chime in a little bit. But somebody was trying to do a backdrop on me, tried to stab me up, right, Wayne? And she read them. She read them their rights. Her and Kirby Capone. She read them their rights. I mean, the brother I put on the table, they tried to throw me under the table. And guess what? God say, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. So the moral of the story is when people hear that, we ain't talking about the prophet. We talking about the prophet, the prophet. So we want to encourage someone. Be very mindful and careful who you let lay hands and all that stuff on you, because they be laying them spirits on you, and they be trying to hinder you from your process and trying to gain access to your anointing. So hold your anointing hold it dearly, because your anointing is what breaks the yoke. And everybody can't go where you're going. You know what I mean? And with that being said, I want to go ahead and bring my manager back on the line so he can say hey to my human resource director, Paula. Y'all can say it to each other, whoop de whoop. Go ahead and bring him in, Wayne Cunningham, all the way out of ATL.
Hey, you hear me? Can y'all hear me? Hold up. Let me. You hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Hold up. Hold on. Hey, can y'all hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, my God. Hello. Anybody there? Wow, what's going on here? For a minute, I don't know where I thought I was. I'm looking, it ain't on mute. Don't nobody hear me? I said, what the heck? Everybody just disappeared.
No, we hear you.
Okay, I thought George Clinton had arrived in that mothership. But you know,
hold on 1 second, guys. Go ahead, I got on the line from the 757. Go ahead and identify yourself.
Bless, Brother Gray, sorry, Williamsburg, Virginia. Whoa, look at here, whoop the whoop. I can hear you loud and clear, my brother. Go ahead, keep it going.
What's going on, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy belated Thanksgiving
doing, man?
To you all, too. I'm doing good. I ain't got no big complaints. I can't kill nothing. Ain't nothing going to die. But I'm going to keep on pushing forward.
Well, look at here. You know, first of all, welcome back to the Greg Shell Show. I know you've been getting in because we're getting ready for the brand new TV series coming in called Grace Saved My Church. And really excited about that. So if you're a church out there, we're going to break it down. He's going to tell you how you're going to get down, and you can probably have an opportunity to get a hold of these $300,000 to help build your church. Go ahead on, Brother Grace, and tell them about your brand new TV show that's going to be debuting in 2024 on the TGS Networks at East Coast, West Coast. Go ahead and tell them about your show.
Hey, thank you there, Mr. Shell. I just want to say congratulations to this brand new show. I tell you, you always keep it moving, boy. You got the one and only Kirby Capone on here. Boy, look at here. The sky is the limit. Is the limit, boy. And we're going to buzz clean through that glass ceiling. The sky is the limit. What Grace said that church is basically just bringing ministries together so they can work together. And then when I bring them together, then we can combine our resources, and then I teach them how to basically take their real estate aspects, take whatever it is they need to do, whether it's a renovation, whether it's a refinance, whether it's a purchase, whether it's just purchasing lands for the future. We really have to go ahead and think in advance, and not think where you are right now, but think in advance, because if you purchase something for right now, then when you God takes you where you're going, then you don't get into a position where you can't even move around. So go ahead and move to your future and operate in the now, because the now will translate and transform into the future. So I'm looking forward to Grace Save That Church. We're going to bring some new innovative ideas to the ministry, to the people. I just want...
Hold on 1 second, brother. If everyone that's on the line, I wish you would mute your phone until it's your time to conversate. All right, thank you so much. You got the flow still, brother. Go ahead.
No problem. I just want our families and Christians to realize that there are some wholesome TV shows that's going to be out there for you. And then not only that, we'll be able to talk about those same TV programs from Grace Save That Church in the 4 years of the ministry, and also not only in the 4 years, but also in the fellowship halls. We are going to do something that has not been done before. And then we're also going to educate our seniors on how to prepare for their latter days. We're always telling people what to do with the 10%, but we don't tell them what to do with the 90%. I want to be able to show the people what to do with the 90%, so it's easier for them to take the 10% to the 12%. So with that being said, I'm right back at you there, Mr. Shell.
Well, look at him, man. Y'all go ahead and clap that up. That's my CFO, Greg Shells, over all of my entities. That's my CFO. And, hey, man, want to tell you, brother. And, so watch this. We were supposed to have a conversation today. But, God has his way of doing everything. We were supposed to have a conversation with Snoop Doggy Dogg, but unfortunately he had to reschedule. And so we're really excited that God is opening major doors. We want you to lock it in December the 9th. We're going to be in Montgomery, Alabama. They have offered me my own opportunity to have my own TV studio. And so we're going to be live December the 9th. A real exclusive event. We're going to have tickets on sale, and it's just going to be an amazing event. Only 60 guests can attend. So if you're an advertiser or a sponsor, we will definitely be reaching out to you, and you. Today, especially what I'm doing today, man, we're going to give away a 5-day, 4-night stay here in Orlando, Florida, and I'm going to give you 10 spots on the Greg Shell Show for the low, low price, $700. All-inclusive four-star resort here in Orlando, Florida. Accommodates up to 8 guests. So that's going to be our giveaway for today. And I think tomorrow, Friday, I want to do an all-inclusive vacation getaway. I'm going to call it a staycation getaway, 5 nights, 4 days. And you can either go to on a Caribbean cruise, or you can go to... you can go to Jamaica. You can go to Costa Rica. You can go to Dominican Republic. You can go to the Bahamas. All inclusive. As long as you get there, I'm going to do that for the low, low price of $1,000. And I'm going to give you 10 spots on the Greg Shell Show. What about that? Right here on the Greg Shell Show. Now I'm going to call my manager on the line. What's happening, man?
Hey, hold on, man. Look, hey, I just opened up my piggy bank, right? I'm trying to see how close I can get to that $1,000. So That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm holding up. I'm trying to get my money ready. I want that shit.
Well, you better hurry up because it's going to be, you know, that's
but,
a live promotion.
But first, the HR department, I know you do the hiring, but who give out the raises? Hello?
You start talking about money, they get real quiet. This is like church here. You can't be talking about
Responsible for the salary. Sir,
they say who give out the raises? Well, the one who name on it, Greg Shell.
There's no name on it. Oh, Greg.
I said the one who name on it.
Yeah.
I got to write the check because when I got to write, wouldn't write me one. And then my CFO, he handled the rest.
Hey, listen. We may as well get a real basketball and bounce the ball and play ball. We better not bounce near one of these checks. Because mine going to bounce, man. I don't have that kind of money. Shit.
That ain't the right conversation to have on this broadcast. Because if you ain't got the money, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, just let people know if you ain't got it. You know, be real with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
At the end of the day.
I don't got it. So would somebody please... I can't ask for no money. I can't.
Oh. Well, we ain't asking for no money. They're going to pay for their advertising or their sponsorship dollars. That's how that goes.
Man. Okay.
If you can't play, you can't play.
I can't get no raise. I tell you what.
Hold on one second. I got somebody get ready to come on the line. Hey, yo, this is Reverend Dynamite Sharp. I'm sharp too, boy. I'm sharp today. Boy, I'm so goddamn sharp, boy. I bought a bad pair of shoes from that store. They got about them new G2Zs. This bad new shoe that just came out, that new G2Z. I think Greg Shell, he parts something with that shoe, but he got a new shoe called the G2Z. I got a pair of them shoes, bad, right there. I'm wearing it now. I got me a blue pair. They bad too, boy. I don't even wear these kind of shoes, but these shoes got my, I ain't even cut my toenail. I ain't even cut through my sock. I'm telling you, these shoes, boy, look at here. My toe feel comfortable. And these shoes, they're a little pricey now. They got a little price tag on them, but boy, these shoes bad here. Yeah. I had to go borrow some money from my bank account, and they told me I could use my 401k. And so I used my 401k and got me a pair of them G2Zs right here. And I'm excited, too. I'm excited about them G2Zs. But I need to get that money reimbursed. I need y'all to send me some cash out money, because we need to get this money back. I got a doorknob on my hammer. And Brother Grace, I need you to help me pick my church. I need my church picked, too. I'm a bathroom. My toilet stopped up. All that. Hold on. Hey, man, what you got going on, man? Hey, Dynamite, why you always do that, man? You can't do that, man. I'm sorry, audience. How y'all doing again? That was Dynamite Sharp. Brother Grace, he said he needs your help.
I'm here to help you, boy. I'm here to help you. See, one of the biggest things about Grace Saved Our Church, our mission is primarily this. Grace Saved Our Church is to assist and develop ministries of all sizes and creating affluent cash flow using proven real estate renovations, acquisitions, and targeted funding for the community projects for the purpose of sustaining ministries in the communities in which they serve. So there's nothing less. You just reach out to me. You give me a call, 757-676-2886. I'm going to say it again, 757-676-2886. If you get my voicemail, just send me a message, then tag it from the Greg Shell Show, and I'll know what to do with it from there, okay? So we're here about business. We're here about money. We're here about seeing what tomorrow is going to bring. There's no such thing as I don't have. It's more about I am equipped with everything that I have and everything that I need. We just have to believe it and speak it into the air. Life and death is from the power of the tongue. So you got it. Send that number out. Give me to your pastor. Connect me with your church secretary, and we'll make this thing happen together. Together, by Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Back
hey,
to you, sir.
Hey, man, that's powerful there. Can you tell them about the $25 days when we do the $25 day? Give them that information right there, too, if you would, Brother Grace.
Okay, not a problem. We have pitch Monday, pitch Tuesday, pitch Wednesday, pitch Thursday, pitch Friday. We might just do pitch weekend also, too. Pitch Wednesday is where you can take $25, you cash app it in, and you can pitch your business, you can pitch your family member's birthday, you can pitch your kids out the house. Oh, I'm sorry, that's what I did. I pitched my kids out the house. I had to let them come back in, but that's okay, though. I gave them a new 30-day deadline. But this is where you can pitch your website, pitch your business. You can even pitch the first aspect of your song. If you playing a song or you already have a song that's been developed, send it in. Let us listen to it. We may just go ahead and play the whole song for you. So it don't take nothing but $25. You cash out that to the Greg Shell Show, and the Greg Shell Show will highlight you for that $25. Back at you, Mr. Shell.
Hey, man, you bad. I got how many co-hosts I got? Now, Paula, wait a minute, Paula. What do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
I think the Greg Shell Show is a fantastic project. It's great, you know. I loved it. You know, I love the enthusiasm and excitement of the people this morning. You know what I'm hearing. And I think, you know, as you continue, it will only just get better and better and better.
So watch this, right? So watch this. I want you to talk some Jamaican talk, because you know I love the way you talk. You know what I mean? You got the accent, and you don't even have to put it on chicken.
Away you there, girl.
Go ahead and talk some of that Jamaican talk to the world. Let them hear how you say,
I say, wampum, you know, where you going, you know?
Oh, Wagwan.
Yeah.
Say it again. As they ain't hear you. Wait a minute. Let's do a drum roll. Go ahead and say it again.
Wampum.
Hey, Greg. Hey, y'all.
Yes. Hey.
Y'all ever seen this 11-year-old preacher that burning up the platforms, all of them, social media, 11 years old. Anybody familiar with that?
I'm not.
Okay, well, the young man is in school. Right now he is 11 years old, but the one who was rearing in his father, he would give y'all, if y'all don't mind, a rundown on what's really going on. And Greg, he just left Orlando. He just left Orlando. So watch this. Sir, please,
yes, sir.
Introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone. I'm Pastor Hilton Rawls II, and my son is Master Hilton Rawls III. It's an honor to be here with you all. We just left Orlando Sunday night. My son preached for the National Youth Convention of the Church of God, held at the, the convention center down there. But we had an incredible.
He's at the Orange County Convention Center. That's where we did America's Got Talent at. That's where he was at?
Is that so? Well, we were, you know what, let me fix that. What is the name of the huge hotel? There's one man that owns all these hotels down there. This one is right across the street from that convention center.
Oh, wow. I know exactly what you're talking about. Is it on International Drive? Where was it located at?
Right. It's on International Drive. One man owns like 7 or 8 hotels, but this was a massive.
That's it. That's the one. And your son is 11 years old. Go ahead and let's go ahead and do this. Let me give you a formal welcome. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show, first of all. And Brother Wayne, my manager, thank you for putting him on the spot like that. Tell me a little bit about who you are and, you know, about your son. He's 11 years old and he preaching like that?
Well, actually, he's not 11. He's 12, and in 2 weeks, he'll be 13. But
oh,
he's been
wow.
preaching since he was wow. 4 years old. He has been viewed on TikTok over 8 billion times. He has been viewed on other social media platforms millions of times. He's been all across the country. He preaches regularly for Reverend Al Sharpton. He's preached for the national headquarters, spoken for the national headquarters of Federal Express, for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. He is an NAACP award winner for Most Outstanding Youth Minister.
Wow.
He has a book that's being released on April the 6th of 2024. He just came back from Atlanta visiting the King Center and a few other historic places down there. He's an amazing kid.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and clap that up right here on the Greg Shell Show. Because that is just so amazing. God is raising up his people in this season. And that right there is just amazing all by itself. So I know you got to be a really proud father.
Listen, it's what we believe. We believe what you put in a child is what you get out of a child. If you put in negativity and cursing and nasty music, then you're going to get what Bible says you reap what you sow.
That's right.
You put in affirmation. You put in love. You put in education. And you make sure that there is a balance with your children. Your children will grow up and they will be respectful. They will grow up and they will be God-fearing. Listen, I don't believe you should teach your children that rebellion is a regular part of growing up. The Bible says if you train them up in the way that they should go, not want to go,
that's right.
They get older, they won't depart from it. So my wife and I are blessed. We're really, really blessed just to watch the hand of God use my son to speak to thousands across this country.
So watch this. We're going to be in Montgomery, Alabama, December the 9th. We're going to be our first live in-house production. We'll have our studios out in Montgomery, Alabama. And I wanted to give you a personal invite to come hang out with us next weekend. I know it's short-fed and short-heard, but we're going to have an amazing time. I've been away from home, Alabama, over 20 years now, and to be able to go back and reconnect with my old TV station manager from TBN. He's going to be the station manager for our new network. And so we're really excited about bringing more things to Montgomery than the civil rights movement.
Well, listen, we were just in Alabama 2 weeks ago at the Civil Rights Museum by the 16th Street Baptist Church. And it would be an honor to come, but we are all the way in New Jersey.
That's where I'm from. I'm from Englewood.
Yeah, really? Get out of here. I've got a friend who passes in Englewood, Pastor Lester Taylor.
Well, you know we got to talk after the airwaves. DJ Paul, what do you think about that? My DJ on the ones and twos.
I didn't hear what you guys were talking about.
Oh, he was talking about his 11-year-old son that's preaching all over the world and have billions of followers.
It's 13
now.
About
that. Now, that right there is amazing.
Hey,
he started preaching ever since he's 4. Now he's just about to turn 13. But he's preaching, and he has billions of followers all over the world.
Check him
and
out.
And he just left Orlando from, from here.
You can check him out on social media, on Facebook. You can check him out on Instagram, on YouTube, on
what's
TikTok.
His name?
Hilton, H-I-L-T-O-N, Rawls, R-A-W-L-S, 3. On Facebook, it's Master Hilton Rawls, I-I-I. And you can just pull him
what's
up.
What's that last name?
R-A-W-L-S, like Lou Rawls.
Oh, like Lou Rawls, okay. I think my wife was watching the little, she was trying to show me something the other night, a little guy, a little bright-skinned little guy.
Yep.
That's your son.
Yeah, my son been preaching since he
was 4 years
old.
What is you telling me?
How old was he when you started?
He was 4 years old. At 4 years old, he taught himself the entire I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King. Nobody made him do it. He taught himself.
Wow. just want to say the wow to someone that's listening right now. You're going to put a pin in right here. I just want to say wow because God is doing supernatural turnarounds right now. So no matter what your dream was looking like, go ahead and blow it off. Believe with mustard seed faith that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all you can ever ask, think, or say. As we get prepared to launch our new channel, I would love to have him on our new my new TV show. We're actually going to move from radio to TV again, and we are excited about our new TV network that will be available in over 172 million households. We got an array of new TV shows. We got a new TV show. We got a new show coming on called The Shells Family Businesses. Where all my family, you know, they are business owners and Shell family businesses. We got Curry Capone. She has, we got a new TV series, In the Pastor's Study. That's what I wanted to talk about real quick. In the Pastor's Study, the movie, the TV show, the movie, the TV series, the book, the stage play, coming in 2024 to a theater or a city near you real soon. I'm telling you, I am one of the co-stars in it, and I'm going to serve as one of the executive producers. And we are super excited about all the twists, the turns, and all of that right there. In the Pastor's Study. We also got a new movie right now currently on Tubi called Full Time Pimpin'. I'm one of the co-stars in this movie. It's bad. They call me the Pastor Pimp. So if you got Tubi, go ahead and go to your search engine box and type in Full Time Pimpin'. Also, we got the new album. Wayne, tell them about my new CD, God's Low Rain, that you're going to be managing my career. Tell me a little bit about that. I want the world to know it's not about Greg Shell. But sometimes it's time for you to come out the back because you done been there for everybody else, and God said it's time for you to shine. So I just want to let the world know it's about God's glory shining through me. I'm just a messenger. And, you know, God brought me through a coma-matic situation, and I'm here to tell my story. And so I want to share with the world, stop playing on people and find your own lane and ride in it. Be like a bowling ball. Find your lane and ride in it. And with that being said, y'all, we're excited about who you are this morning. God is able to keep you. And no matter what you're facing, if you're alcoholic, don't worry about it. Just keep praying and ask God to remove it if that's something that you want to do. But don't blame other people for your mistakes. Look in the mirror. Michael Jackson sings a song, said, look in the mirror and make a change. And that change is simply with that. And we're really excited about having you on the show today, my brother. We definitely got to get back together. They say, let's get together. Because when we work together, we can work in harmony. Paula, yes, God is saying for you to do a prayer right now, if you would. Go ahead and do a prayer, an overall prayer, because God is doing something right now. He say, well, two or more come together, touching and agreeing. He's in the midst, but it's more than two or three on the line. So let's go ahead, and God just specifically told me to ask you, woman of God, to go ahead and pray. And then, Wayne, I'm going to bring you on the line and let you talk about what God is getting ready to do with you and through you. And then we're going to see how many more minutes we got left because I'm going into an extended version of the Greg Shell Show right here. If y'all want to listen to the show again, you can listen live from any Bluetooth device. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. All right. And with that being said, go ahead, Paula. Are you there? Not. Brother Grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I couldn't hear from Paula. Huh?
I was looking for Paula myself. She's not there. Paula?
Brother Grace, you go ahead and lead the prayer then, brother.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the message, Lord God. We thank you for the fun and the enjoyment, the jubilancy, Lord God, we experienced, Lord God. But most of all, Father God, I thank you for this young man, Lord God, Hilton Rawls,
yes,
to serve, Father God. Lord God, I felt something in my spirit when I heard, Father God, he learned Martin Luther King's speech, Lord God. That alone sets him apart from, Lord God, from what we would think, Lord God. There's many aspects of a young man, Father God, and one way think, Lord God, what can this young man, Lord God, preach and teach us, Father God, at such a young age, Lord God? But the Lord himself says, suffer not the little children to come unto me. So, Lord God,
that's
I
right.
pray that you would not only, Lord God, use this young man, but you will protect him. You will guard him up, Father God. You will preserve him, Father God. Still allow him to have a childhood, Father God, but allow him to be an example, Lord God, that he should be, Father God. It's delicate situation, Lord God, where you're around your friends, Father God, and you're around family members, Lord God. And they're looking for you, Lord God, to always to be spiritually, Lord God. But, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that he has a good, Lord God, a nourishment, Lord God, a good balance,
yes.
Lord God. I pray for his father and I pray for his mother, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that what you have for him, Lord God, you will, Lord God, do it, Lord God, and do it quickly and mightily, Lord God. But most of all, Father God, may he never forget, Father God, from which he came from, Father God. This here preaching and glamorous world, Lord God, it will eat you up. It will swallow you up whole and spit you out, Father
yes.
God. So, Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will keep your hands on this young man, Father God.
Keep your hands
Lord God,
on him, Lord.
You will keep the enemy away from him. You will keep the backstabbers away from him, Lord God. You will keep
yes,
the money
Father.
Grabbers away from him, Father God. And, Lord
right
God,
now.
Not only that, Lord God, you will, Lord God, do what you said you would do. You will never leave him nor forsake him. If
yes.
he's on top of the mountain, Lord God, you will be with him. If he's deep in the valley, you will be him. If you go to the pits of hell, God said he will be there also, Father God. So, Lord,
yes.
we just say thank you. Bless the Greg Shell.
Thank
show,
you, Lord.
Bless everyone that's in connection with him, Father God. Bless Grace Save That Church. Not this grace, Lord God, but our grace Father, Lord God, which is in heaven, Lord God. Saved, Lord God, a gift that was given to us, Lord God, free of charge, Lord God. All we
yes.
have to do is believe, confess, Lord God. Confess with our mouth, believe with our heart, Lord God. And, Lord God,
yes.
you will do the rest. Have your way, Lord God.
Have
your have way.
Your way.
Because in Jesus Christ's name we do pray and say amen.
In Jesus'
amen,
name.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. I tell you, brother, that was powerful. We want to let y'all know this is not a religious show. This is a relationship show. We want to encourage you, inspire you as you're taking your morning commute. Each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 12, we're going to be here live on The Greg Shell Show, coming exclusively out of Orlando. But we're going to be in Montgomery, Alabama next week. Excited. December the 9th. Put a pin in it. We're going to be hanging out in Montgomery, Alabama. It's going to be at the Miracle Deliverance Center with my pastor friend Aaron Motley. He's going to be out there. We got a full production crew. It's going to be an amazing event. Food, fun, entertainment, and the relaunch, well, the pre-launch, my pre-Christmas special. Really excited about it. And those who can come hang out with us. We're going to have an amazing time. With that being said, let me go ahead and bring my manager back on the line, Brother Wayne. What's happening, man? That was amazing insertion right there, brother.
Well, you know, God inspired me. Now, I'm going to show you just how it happened. I'm scrolling through my index trying to say, well, who can I call? Who can I call? Then it says, 11-year-old preacher. Bingo! And I called him, Father, after the phone. I hadn't talked to him, you know, it's been a well over a month. I met him in a hotel, in that Gateway Hotel in Marriott in Atlanta. And I took a picture with his son. I didn't even know who he was, but he was in a big old, what that thing is, the SUV, the Sprinter van. Yeah, it's just him and his father. I said, man, who is this guy? That no, that
wow.
name was Lewis. His name was Lewis, probably still that height, but he looked super young. And I asked
wow.
him, may I take a picture, please? They say, sure, of course you can. They were so real. I'm talking about really, 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 really real, man. I don't talk
yeah.
to everybody. I don't, because you can't talk to everybody. So they welcomed me, and the young man shook my hand. I thought he was 11, right? But he's 12 and 13.
Yeah.
Man, very, 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 very professional, courteous, humble, respectful. I said, wait a minute now. If we can get, like you want to teach that to the kids, if we can get all these kids like that, man, we can relax.
Well, we can get grown folks like that, we can relax.
We got to get the kids, though, the grown folks, they you know, they about to go to the glue factory.
I'm just having fun, but yeah, that's where it started. God say, like my man said earlier, you know what I mean? What you put in, you're going to get it out. If you don't put no money in the bank, you can't get none out. So we're really excited, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on our show with us today, Mr. Riles. I wanted to just say that. Let's clap that up. Let's clap that up for having us on the show with us today. I don't know if DJ Prayer, because you know, the show took a whole turn today. We was thinking one thing, and God did something else, and that's what God do. He can do what he want to do. He's omnipresent. He can be here, there, everywhere, because that's who he is. And so we're excited. Y'all, we want to get your feedback. Tell us what you think about the Greg Shell Show, what we can do to improve. Everything ain't going to be good for everybody, so this ain't no show for everybody. This is the show for the real, the R-E-E-L, ones that want to reel people back to the realization of who Christ is and understand that without Christ, you sink in sin. I just, you know, put it at that like that. I've been in the hospital 27 times with this last time I went. And
wow.
I'm still alive to tell my story. I got my new movie coming out, The Greg Shell Story. Everybody got a story to tell, and I don't want to wait till I'm dead and somebody else telling my story and getting paid off of it. So we tell my own story, and God's going to get the glory when you tell the story, because he said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And words of our testimony. Brother Wayne, I just want to put this out to the world. Just really excited about our collaboration and working together. How you said they amputated a toe. Well, you had 7, now you got 6, but you say you're walking on 6 and you wouldn't carry by 6. So that was amazing all by itself. You know, that right there stuck in my spirit. And what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to our audience today, Wayne, that's listening in, that's trying to, that don't really know, you know, where they're going, because everybody be in their feelings. And it ain't a feeling thing. It's a real thing.
It's like this. There ain't but one way. I'm going to always point to the way, right? But I'm going to point to God each and every time. Ain't nothing greater than he that I can say. I can just praise him, and he make everything else happen. Whatever you do, if you don't know how to pray, don't pray. Don't ask God for a car, a yacht, or a new house and all that. That song say, you may not have a big old expensive car or however thing. Be thankful for what you got. Okay?
Yes.
Be thankful. Be thankful for what
you. That big old Cadillac.
Don't get mad at God because he didn't give it to you. Ask what you think. You don't need that. What about a 5-year-old asking for a car and you his dad? Son, you don't know how to drive this car. You got to be taught, right? God going to teach you. Step by step, he's going to send people to help you because that's how it works. So
that's right.
Just be humble and thanking for what you got and what you didn't have, what you want. And he said, I already know what you need of before you ask. This is on a personal note, y'all. Y'all don't follow me. It works for me. I don't ask God for nothing because he said, I know what you need of even before you ask. So
that's right.
I just praise God. I praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you. I praise you for all that you do. And last note, as my friend, the Great Harvest Scale, said before he passed, keep working.
Wow.
But keep working for God. You'll be all right.
And people think when they hear work, they think that's, you know, religious. That's not religion. Working is letting your light shine so that the world can see your good works that he's doing in you and through you. Because
right.
I hear people, you know, do all of that, but they can't stand their brother in the church. Most preachers that preach in church don't believe what they preach. So the moral of the story is that's your business, but, you know, at the end of the day, because we can't point fingers because you got four pointing back at you. We just want to encourage you and inspire you and let you know, be the best you can be, and you don't have to be in this army here in the world, but you be in the army of the Lord. The army of the Lord is simply, if you wouldn't cut yourself, don't cut nobody else. You know what I mean? Most people that can't stand each other is family members. Family members, they lie, they talk about each other behind each other's back and smile in each other's face. And people that you don't know show more love than people that ain't never seen them. So that's why God say, who is your brother or your sister? Those that would do the will of the Lord. And that's what we're about, you know what I mean, here. And I thank God for this platform, and I thank God for Mr. Riles. Mr. Riles, you got any closing remarks? Is he still on the run?
He might be gone because I know he's traveling. Let me check.
Okay. Brother Grace, what you thought about that insert that my manager just put in?
Can I make a special request? DJ, you on the line?
DJ Prince.
DJ, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Do me a favor.
Now, you can't go to asking for music yet, Ms. Wayne, because we still get set up.
Right. Can we give God, our Father, a double round of applause and praises,
please? I love it.
I got the clap. If I clap for you, clap for me. You know I got the clap for the Lord.
Yes. You know you done made me smile today, Wayne. You see how God turned everything around. God is just telling me to read this script to you guys. Hold on, I gotta do a scripture. We gotta do a word for the day, isn't it? I don't want y'all to hear me, I want y'all to hear him too. We got to get a word in.
Hello, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hold on. We got to get a word.
Magnificent name.
We got to get a word. You know, we got to get a word real. Hold on 1 second, you guys. I want you to go ahead and if you got if you're listening, I'm gonna let my wife read this word for today. She's gonna read the word for today. This is my beautiful wife, Linda Shell, and she's gonna read the word for today. And it's gonna come from Psalms. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead and read the first. Just read that whole part, that whole scripture right there. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Okay, this is hi everyone, I'm reading Psalm 46. Okay, let's see. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. So that was it, just that part.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you,
and then since I'm reading on it, I guess I'm just going to comment on it. Just just say God is our refuge, you know, that means that he will take care of us. You know, that's who you turn to, your refuge, and he's our refuge. And he's our strength. You know, he's everything to us. And also he says that he's a very present help in trouble. So present means that he's already there. Though the trouble happens and the trouble comes and you're in the midst of the trouble and you're in the trouble, he's there. He is where you will retreat to. He's already there. So all you got to do is just look to him. And he's there for you. And just no matter whatever else going on around you, speaking of the mountains and the sea and all of that, just know that he's there, and you don't have to fear anything because he's there.
Real good, real good. Y'all clap that up.
May God have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his holy and magnificent word.
Well, y'all heard it first right on the Greg Hill Show. The show today turned to a real Bible thumping, bumping, what God wanted to be. So, Woo-wee. I love when God has his way. When he has his way, you ain't having yours. You know what I mean? So we're really excited and thank everyone for hanging out. We got a few more minutes left on the show, and God is just telling me to play a song off of my CD. Y'all tell me what y'all think about it. Y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Hill Show, and we're going to be right back. Well, I thank DJ Prayer eating a bologna sandwich.
No, I'm not. You hit me at the spot.
No, don't worry about it. No. DJ Prayer. Huh?
Yeah.
DJ Prayer.
Okay. Come
on, watch this. I want to hear from Pastor Lula May. Pastor Lula May need to say something. All this going on.
She was trying to say something a while ago, but I guess you didn't hear.
Well, she got the floor.
Well, you said play the song. I'm ready to play your song. What you want to do?
Oh.
Pastor Lula May, you want to play the song? I want to hear the song.
Well, play the song.
One of my favorite songs.
Y'all hear the first right here on the Greg Hill Show. Hopefully it's something that we're saying or doing is enlightening your day, doing your morning commute. We'll be right back.
Somebody know God's good. If you not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask of him. Now if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, roll with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry, don't go astray. I know somebody.
Monday, y'all. He took you there.
Oh, I want you there.
He took you there.
grateful to be alive, and I'm not moved by nothing but the hand of God and the word of God, the written word of God, not our words, but the written word of God. I'm excited to just to be here. Y'all get ready to close out the show. I want to thank everyone who has tuned in and took us on their morning commute. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same situation, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. And we're really excited. You can listen from any mobile device, from your Bluetooth in your vehicle, and take us on the go with us as you like you would to lunch. Any closing remarks? I'm gonna start with Brother Grace. Brother Grace, closing remarks before we leave the show today.
My closing remarks is bless, bless, bless. Back to you, my brother.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Brother Wayne, closing remarks.
Truth, peace, freedom, and justice. And ain't but one place you can get that. It ain't at the 7-Eleven or Magic Market. You got to get that one from God and God alone.
Real good. DJ Prayer, closing remarks.
Keep on praising God.
Hey, y'all, and thank y'all again for tuning in to this episode of The Greg Shell Show. I want to thank my wife for elating that beautiful scripture. And just want to leave you with these words of encouragement. And whatever you're doing, just know, if it ain't feeling good to you, don't do it. But if it's feeling good to you, you know you're doing right. If you want to cut yourself, don't cut nobody else. Want to tell you, love the world, love on yourself, and know that Jesus is Lord. Y'all heard it first right here on The Greg Shell Show. We'll see you tomorrow, God's willing. Peace. Be with you always. God bless.